Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We call it the DDP. This is from March 4th, 2017. We have been dealing with Paul's usage of the Greek word huperperisio from Romans 5:20. It is translated into the English, grace abounded much more. I'm sorry, not grace. Huperperisio does not include the word charis. Charis is a separate Greek word. Charis meaning grace. Huperperisio meaning abounded much more, more than abundant in the Greek, or in the Old King James, did much more abound. If you're looking at your Bible, Romans 5:20, did much more abound. So where charis did much more abound, the law entered so that the offense might abound. Where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Let's break down 5:20 again. The law came in so that sin would actually increase. The law led to an increase in sin. Where sin increased, grace, huperperisio, grace much more than abundant. So grace came in like a flood. Wherever there was an increase of sin, there was an increase of grace. For someone to use the phrase hyper grace, they may think they're being derogatory, but they're quoting the Apostle Paul, who stated that grace is hyper or huperperisio, grace is more than abundant wherever there is the presence of sin. So where sin may be on a rampage, grace is always greater, hyper, much more. So don't back down if someone says, oh, you believe in that hyper grace stuff. In fact, your response probably should be, how do you not believe in hyper grace? Because if you don't believe in hyper grace, you believe in hyper sin, and that sin is more abundant than God's grace. And it is not more abundant than God's grace. And I want to show you, I want you to realize, this is why it's important to do these studies verse by verse contextually. Romans 5 has not been full of requirement other than believe. Okay, it's not been the first Adam sinned, Christ succeeded, now you succeed, and he'll succeed in you. Or confess everything you've done, and then he'll succeed. No, it was all believe. For instance, 17, one man's offense, death, reign, through one much more those who receive abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. What's your role? Receive abundant grace. So grace does the work, you receive it. So in reality, to refuse hyper grace is to refuse to receive the life of God in the face of abundant sin. Now I promised you yesterday we'd show you the other usage. Paul uses that. Paul's the only New Testament writer, by the way, that uses huperperisio. He does it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, I would just read the verse to you, but I want to read the context. So let's start in verse 2. 2 Corinthians 7:2. By the way, huperperisio shows up in verse 4. Listen up. Open your hearts to us. We have wronged no one. We have corrupted no one. We have cheated no one. I do not say this to condemn, for I have said before that you are in our hearts to die together and to live together. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my boasting on your behalf. I am filled with comfort. I am huperperisio, joyful in all our tribulation. So the only other reference to huperperisio is in the context of joy in the midst of tribulation. Notice it's a contrast. There's a bad thing, tribulation, and there's a hyperabundant, a more than abundant amount of joy in the face of that tribulation. So then you see Romans 5 where there's an abundance of a bad thing, sin, and there's a hyper or a more abundant amount of grace in face of that sin. Joy in the face of tribulation, 2 Corinthians 7. Grace in the face of sin, Romans 5. It also could lead us on a small rabbit trail here. that what we need in the middle of our tribulation is not necessarily grace. We need joy. We may say, well, I need the joy, the grace of joy. And I guess there could be some truth to that. But if in theological terms, what we need when we face tribulation is an abundance, an over-the-top, a hyper-abundance of joy. So there's really hyper-grace and there's hyper-joy. Now, I don't want to be contentious, but I will say this, and hopefully you know my heart here. For all of those who are so adamantly against hyper-grace on grounds that too much grace is a bad thing, I've never heard anybody be anti-hyper-joy because too much joy is a bad thing. In fact, if you were to face tribulation and you faced it with joy, people would consider that extreme. Well, they'd consider it odd, but they would consider it noble. They would say, wow, I'd like to be like him or her. Look at how she faces her problems and yet she never loses her joy. Man, that looks like Jesus. And yet when it comes to sin, and we face sin with grace, the heart of God, those who are opposed to hyper-grace will say, that is satanic. You don't face sin with abundant grace, you face sin with the wrath of God and the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. It's amazing how one hyper would be applauded by almost everybody in the church. If not, they would look at you strange, but still applaud it. Hyper joy in the midst of tribulation. And yet the other hyper, hyper grace, is looked at down the nose as if this is such a terrible thing to be gracious in the face of sin. And so again, I don't want to be contentious. There's a sermon there, and it's one that I'm going to preach very, very soon in regards to that thought. But I find Romans 5:20 particularly fascinating for its uniqueness within the New Testament, but also for the fact that Paul gets there. Because if you, as you have went with us since October of 16 on this journey, you have seen Paul heading towards this. He has all, I'm not going to go back over it, but all of the twists and turns and hills and valleys of the first five chapters. And then to get here, that where sin abounds, grace much more abounds, is a phenomenal leap from the first chapter and a half of Romans, in which Paul is identifying the wickedness of the world and in light of Jewish law, how bad everybody is and what wickedness they're in store for. And then to get here in Romans 5:20 is beyond remarkable. It's such a testament to the power of the Holy Spirit to bring a man to this point in the teaching of grace. All right, we'll transition into that last verse tomorrow on the podcast. I'm already looking forward to it. I hope you're having as much fun as I am. This has been a good journey. We'll see you tomorrow. Grace to you. God bless.